Keith, firstly, simple question, why Steve Bruce?
I think there's a number of reasons for Steve. Obviously, people understand he's been promoted four times from the Championship. But for me, it was more the Steve Bruce that I see is a great man manager, and I think that could be the big X factor that we've been missing. We've got a great squad, we believe. So it's that sort of personal factor of Steve that's important. When I first met him during this whole process, I saw a Steve Bruce that's refreshed. Mm-hmm. He looked well, and I could see that he was the burning sort of passion in his eyes again. And so it was a pretty easy decision when it came to it to speak to him.
It's great incentive as well. Every time he's tried to get promotion, he has got promotion. So he's got something as well that he wants to continue. So Villa could be the beneficiary.
Well, I think our chairman tweeted, give me five, and so we want the fifth. Certainly that would be fantastic for us if he can do that. But as Steve said today, Villa will probably be arguably the biggest club he's managed. So it is a huge challenge for him, and he's got to step up to it.
You said, you mentioned his man management, but he's got more strengths than that. What do you see as his major strengths?
Well, I think man management is seriously one of the key strengths to it, because that gets the players gelled. I think he can also bring a simplicity to the tactics and let all the players know exactly what's expected of them. I think that's going to be very important.
I suppose in any walk of life, if you know what your job is and what's expected, you've got a chance.
I think that's fairly true, and I think Steve can give that honesty and that clarity to the squad. He said himself it's probably the best squad he's ever inherited at a team. So it is just getting that bit right that I think can make a difference.
You allowing him to bring his backroom team in as well, his own backroom team?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to allow Steve, obviously, to bring in people he trusts that he works with. We're very happy with his choices so far, and I know that there will be... You know, there's people that are very, very loyal to Steve Bruce, and he's had a chance to only work with people he trusts and are the best, so we'll be happy to back him on that.
And, of course, Aston Villa have broken records this season for spending money, so they've backed the manager that they had. Are you prepared to back him again?
Well, yeah, as Steve said, though, we discussed this, and as you said, it's the best squad he's inherited. He doesn't see a need for any major surgery on the squad. There may be some tweaking in January, but that would be about it, and that's really, I think, that will be required.
So all of a sudden now, again, there's an air of optimism around the place.
Yeah, it feels like we're starting the season again. A bit of a cliche, but it's true. There is optimism. The whole place this morning, when I met Steve here this morning very early, there's a huge lift already here at Bodymore Heath. And people are excited. His personality is infectious. And it's exactly what I wanted to get from the new manager.
And he did say it's a clean slate for everybody.
It is. Well, it's quite right. I mean, Steve's an old... I wouldn't say, well, not all, that's the wrong word.
A true professional.
And he has an eye and a way to motivate players. So every will have a chance with Steve to do what they can do and show them what they've got.
And just while I've got you, you've brought in Ian Atkins as well from Everton as a European scout. I mean, another coup for Aston Villa.
It is a coup. I was really thrilled to get Ian. I've known Ian, obviously, from when I was at Everton as well. But it's really a Steve Round appointment. And Steve is putting together a team of what I would call proper football people to bring the club back to some basics, and we're going to have, along with some cutting edge new sort of ideas as well, we're going to have a great combination, and it's going to be the way I think Villa's going to go forward. And with Steve Bruce now at the helm on the first team, the club through the academy, every part of it is going to start firing again.
You've not been here that long, finally for me, you've not been here that long, but now it looks like maybe, just maybe, you might get the chance to relax for the first time.
I don't think we ever get a chance to relax. We'll see how Saturday goes. The only chance you get to relax is on a Saturday night after you've got 3 points. Apart from that, it carries on 24/7.
You're beginning to sound like a manager now.
Well, having talked and looked at managers for the last few weeks, it seems like I'm becoming one.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Okay.